His grandfather was the last emperor and king of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and his father was the last crown prince of the Austrian Empire and one of the founders of the European Union. But His Imperial and Royal Highness Archduke Georg von Habsburg-Lothringen doesn't rest on his family's history. He currently serves as ambassador at large in the office of the President of Hungary and has expertise in European politics and business. His Imperial and Royal Highness Georg von Habsburg-Lothringen sat down with Inside Texas Tech for a wide-ranging interview about European politics and business. The Archduke says globalization is misunderstood and that it's important and valuable to look at the effects of it rather than the word itself. He says the world has shrunk and is more interconnected because of transportation, communication, and commerce between continents.
I think, like always, it is a lack of knowledge, because we talk about globalism and without much closer defining it. People just do not know what it means. And you have some politicians who are pro-globalization and you have politicians who are contra-globalization, and they play a lot with the feelings of the people. And I think you have to define globalization much closer.
The Archduke says he initially backed German Prime Minister Angela Merkel's decision to open Germany's borders to migrants from Syria. But he says keeping them open has given rise to ultra-nationalist movements in some EU countries where people have concerns about terrorism.
I'm very critical to the decisions she has taken, in particular her approach towards migration. I think it is very, very dangerous what she did, because seeing now all this ultra-nationalist movements grow in many European Union countries, they wouldn't have had such success without this uncontrolled migration that was triggered by Germany. It is a humanitarian crisis, and it was, and I, you know, the difference is, I agree with the German Chancellor that by the moment she opened up her borders and received so many migrants, it was the right decision, and I was in favor of this decision. But it should have been a decision that were time-wise limited.
The Archduke says he believes the situation in Catalonia and its seeking independence from Spain could hurt the economy of the region. He says there are American investors in Catalonia who are, quote, extremely unhappy about the region's push for independence.
It makes everybody nervous. It makes very much everybody nervous who has an investment in Catalonia. You see in the numbers how many big companies and how many big banks have left Catalonia and moved to different parts of Spain. You see that the most decisive companies of Catalonia try to leave. Why? Because what investors want to have, not only American investors, European investors, Chinese investors, they want to have stability.
Turning to Russia and its propaganda effort, the Archduke says it's a big fear in EU countries, but he doesn't believe Russia is attempting to undermine democracies. He says countries need to deal with it intelligently.
It is only taking forward Russian politics. Russian to widen the sphere of interest, influence. It is that, yes, looking at this, you don't feel very comfortable. No, Russians have always been fantastic in communication. Well, / fake news. So they have been really great in doing that. This is a heritage of the Soviet Union.
The Archduke says the UK faces huge challenges from the Brexit vote. In pursuing unilateral trade agreements, the country would need to negotiate 759 pacts with 163 countries.
For them and all my British friends, I hope yes. Looking at it very practical, I just don't see it. I just don't see how they will be able in doing this. You know, it's a question of time.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.